Very. Yeah, we set ourselves for this week and treat it like a final, and it feels like we've lost the final because, you know, really our finals hopes were on the line tonight and we weren't able to get the result that we wanted.
4 goals, 7 in the third. I mean, did you feel you could have been 2 or 3 goals up at the last change?
Yeah, goal kicking's part of the game and it's something that's cost us on a couple of occasions. Probably cost us the Hawthorn game, and it's probably cost us this game. We kicked 3-5 from 15 to 30 metres out from set shots, and that's, yeah, that's bad footy.
Sydney got you a couple of times with a slingshot footy, just out the back as well.
Yeah, look, they're going to keep taking the game on like that. I thought our, probably late in the first, we stabilised that movement, and there was a few feedback handballs that we didn't need to give. You know, wet conditions like that, you're probably looking for momentum to go forward. And the only time that we looked like we were going to get scored against was either centre bounce or on that slingshot. I think we had 15 scoring shots to 13 from turnover and 11 scoring shots to 8 from stoppage. So on the large part, and that was not counting the missed opportunities that we had. So, you know, we controlled enough of the game, but we didn't get the result.
Nathan, you mentioned the top sides that you're losing against. You're putting in a great effort, but what is it that you just can't get over the top with? What's stopping you?
Lots of little things.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the basics. I mean, the best sides do the best things well all the time. Mm-hmm. And the message to the players after the game is that it just doesn't happen. Like this, it just doesn't. You don't go from where we are, a competitive side, to a consistently winning side without making that step yourself. You know, no one else does it for you. The opposition aren't going to make it easy for you. So we need to kick the goals when they need to be kicked. We need to press up on a forward and spoil the balls that need to be spoiled. We need to drop off a high forward and provide support to our defenders when we need to do that. We need to hit targets when they're there to be hit. We need to kick when we want to kick, and we want to handball targets, we want to handball. It's quite a simple game, but it's done under fierce pressure, and it's done against the teams that are trying to prevent you from doing the basics well. So we've still got to get better at that.
How would you approach the final 3 rounds of the season if that is it, as far as finals goes? Would you look at giving any younger players a go, or will you still just try and feel the most competitive side and try and win as many as possible?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, we want to. Put pressure on ourselves, and we want to be challenged by games that have got high pressure in them. When we've got that opportunity, we'll end up playing, you know, final eight or top eight sides in the next couple of weeks, and we'll go into next week treating it like it's a game that we desperately want to win, and we'll prepare like it's a final, and we'll play like it's a final.
Scott Penderbury looks to be struggling throughout the night, lower back.
So, how's he feel? It was one of the few nights that Penders would say he's lowered his colours. He struggled to have the normal impact that he has. He's still got the ball in his hands, but didn't use it as well as he normally would. And he looked a bit more rushed than he normally is. But that happens. Doesn't happen very often, but. Yeah, it happens occasionally.
Nathan, some things work tonight for you guys, like your defensive structures at the back. Like that, you look like you have the Swans measure at times. Mm. You just weren't able to sustain it. Is that a fair call?
Yeah, it is. See, they scored from slingshot, but he had good defensive structure. I think that for 90% of the time, I agree with you. But for the 1 in 10, you know, the Swans are a good side, and when you play that way, they get through occasionally. But I thought, you know, I think. We were 62% positive territory, so in the first 20 minutes would have been 30% in our front half. So to be able to turn it around was a real positive.
But what do you put it down for breaking down? Is it physicality, why does it break down? Why can't it be sustained?
It can be sustained, and it was for the most part.
Sure.
We gave up 4 goals, 1 from centre bounce, and you don't really have that. It's not a transition play, that's a stoppage situation, and, you know, we got nutted at centre bounces. what was it, -7 centre bounces, and they scored 4 goals from them. And often it would be in reply to one of our scores that we fought hard for 5, 6, 7, 10 minutes to go and score a goal and then give an easy one up like that. So we've, you know, at some stage we'll learn a lesson. You know, it's taken, you know, we've been a little bit slower than I would have liked. And it's not a great feeling when you just fall short and you perform okay, but you fall short. It's not acceptable. It's not going to get us where we want to get to. So we need to do better.
You content, Bucks, that Elliot did the right thing there, rushing that last kick?
If he kicked, did he kick the goal?
But he kicked the goal. I still think he did the right thing. But some people may say, well, why didn't he take a little bit more time with the rush shot there?
Well, if anyone says he did the right thing and he missed, I'd be arguing with that because you just got to kick the goal. And he didn't go through his normal routine, but it was pretty close. And he went back and took that extra 5, 6 seconds. But the right thing would have been to kick it.
Any concerns about the Liverpool and Brown there?
It was a solid contact. I haven't seen the replay. I presume he's got his eyes on the ball, I haven't seen it.
Second quarter, that score review, McVay said after the game that he thought it was actually touched and they got away with one. You scratch your head upstairs when you see that turned
up. Yeah, I thought at the time that it must have been declared a goal and was had gone up to be checked. But I've been told that it was actually declared a point, and then from the vision was conclusively not touched. So, yeah, that is a head scratcher. I don't know how you come to that conclusion. So it was plainly wrong.
Injuries wise, you could have hold on.
Injuries wise, we're okay. Our pride's a bit wounded at the moment, but we dust off and we go again next week.
Thank you.
Ta. Thank you very much.